Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now, listen to me, friend. If he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, he came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, look, friend, I want you to be saved. You need to be saved. We're running out of time, running out of opportunity. And today, sir, ma'am, God has given you another opportunity to get your life right, to prepare for eternity. We're all going there. We are all going to eternity. We're all going to spend eternity somewhere. There's a place that will be. You know, it's an amazing thing. There was a time when we did not exist. The only place we existed was in the mind of Almighty God, who is omniscient or all-knowing. But since we have been birthed, and I don't know what your birthday is. Mine is June the 17th, 1953. I've been around 67 years in the making of this program. And can I tell you something? There's never going to be a time when I cease to exist. I'm going to exist somewhere. Now look, I'll either live with Jesus and that place he's gone to prepare, or else I'll exist and die eternally in a place that's been created for the devil and his angels, that's been invaded by men and women who reject Christ as their Savior. And listen, here's the text. I'm going to give you the text even before I tell you where I'm going to read from, what I'm going to preach. We're deciding. You're deciding. Here it is, deciding your destiny. We do that. We decide our destiny, friend, by the choices we make. And listen, what we are here will determine what we are in eternity. Debbie's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is Just Around the Bend. A beautiful song. And when she gets done with that, I'll be back to share the message the Lord has laid on my heart out of the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 43. Enjoy.
I've heard of a land that's waiting just beyond the river. I've heard of a land that one day I will see. And I know that soon and very soon I'll take my journey to spend eternity. Just around the bend, heaven is waiting. Just around the bend, there's a resting place where joy bells will ring in the good old gospel way, and where saints will welcome me home. I'll not have a care.
I do like that. But can I ask you at the end of it, what's waiting you? Look, all of us are traveling. All of us are on our journey. We're headed for eternity. And listen, in this life, you are, sir, ma'am, and here's the text, deciding your destiny. Now, the choices are amazing. They really are. And it's not that hard. Now, look, I'm an old country preacher. I'm not going to change. I still believe the Word of God. This King James Bible that I preach out of, with no apologies, friend, with no apology, I still believe there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And we determine our destiny. We determine where we will spend eternity in this life. And it's determined by what we do with Jesus, whether we accept Him as our Savior or reject Him. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, the Word of God tells us, I'm going to pick it up in verse 33, jump down to verse 39 and read a few more. But the Bible says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, speaking of Jesus, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left, verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, speaking of Jesus, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked Him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. Now listen, friend, that man spoke a great message there. I mean, look, I'm not done reading, but I want you to know we'll not receive anything that's not due rewards. We will not receive anything that's not just when we die in the day of judgment and what we'll face for all of eternity. Let me read that again. We do indeed justly receive. He said, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, talking about Jesus, hanging between the two of them on the cross, hands and feet pierced, crown of thorns on his head, a bloody mess, so marred that he barely looked like a man. His visage, the writer said, Isaiah, that his visage is so marred that when we saw him, we hid. There was no comeliness or beauty that we desired him. And he goes on to say we hid our faces from him. It was so grotesque. He goes on to verse 42. And that man, I think he was on the right of Jesus, that malefactor unnamed, he said unto Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Listen to verse 43. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Now listen, you're deciding your destiny, sir, ma'am. Every day that you live, every decision that you make, every path that you walk, everything that you do, what you invest your time, your talent, your ability, your opportunities in, you're determining your destiny. Listen, and it's all based upon what you do or do not do with Jesus. Look, we're going to talk about this awful thing called death. And what goes beyond in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and 27, the Word of God says, it is appointed unto man once to die. Can I tell you, friend, listen, there's not an option there. Here's my philosophy. If you're lost and undone, if you're not saved and have the chance of going in the rapture, if you live long enough, you're going to die. That's what the Word of God says. Death is an appointment. Death is already determined by God Almighty in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, when they disobeyed God, when they transgressed the law of God, when they went beyond the breach and the bounds of what God said, the limitations that God put before them, said, look, it'll be bad for you if you do this. When they did it, they died. The Word of God tells us they died. They died first spiritually. I mean, their light went out, the candle went out, and they died eventually in the first day before that 1,000 years was up. But can I tell you something? They knew something was wrong immediately when they disobeyed Almighty God. And God, listen, in that garden, Adam and Eve, judging the entire human race through the federal head, those two that represented all mankind, said, listen, you got to die. It's determined that you're going to die. You'll live, and then you'll die. Listen, can I tell you a little secret? if death was all there was to it, if there's nothing beyond the grave, then no big deal. But he said, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, what will your judgment be? If you were to die today, can I ask you, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? If you were to die today and you stood before God Almighty, the righteous and the true, august God who is holy and who does what is right and righteous, what would He say to you? Would He say, enter thou into the joys of the Lord? Or would He say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Listen, friend, I'm talking about serious things. The Bible tells us in the Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. We're talking about physical death there. And death is always a separation of some sort, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be eternal. It's talking about a separation. But listen, friend, the wages of sin is death. But he goes on to say, hallelujah, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Or, well, what would God say to you today if you were standing before Him? He knows you, but does He know you in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin? Does He know you as a child of the King? Does He know you as one who repented before Him and said, God, I'm a sinner, save me? Hey, listen, the Word of God tells us in Romans 3:23, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm telling you, friend, listen, you need to do something like this man that hung to the right of Jesus on that infamous day when our Lord of our salvation, who is the only begotten virgin born Son of God, who lives sinless among us, died substitutionally for us. You need to do what He did. Cry out to God and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, lest you go to that awful place. You say, preacher, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever. You say, preacher, I'm going to be the exception. You say, preacher, when this happens, I'm going to do this or that's going to happen. Can I tell you, friend, listen, death is determined. I mean to tell you, it's definite. Do you hear me? God's already made provisions for that. God's already made judgment upon that. And listen to what the writer said, the wise man of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 8. And listen, let me get 6, 7, and 8. He said, because every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore the misery of man is great upon him. Now watch this. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? Hey, listen, sir, ma'am, you know you're going to die. You just don't know when. And that's a blessing. Literally, that's a blessing from God. But look at verse 8 as he continues. There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. There is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. There's a lot of people that think because God's judgment doesn't fall upon them expediently or quickly, that everything's all right. Look at verse 11 of that same chapter. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Hey, can I tell you, friend, don't be deceived. Be sure, the Word of God said, your sins and mine will find you out. Well, I'm telling you, look, death is a sure thing. You live long enough, I guarantee you're going to die. Hey, look, the young die, the old die, men die, women die, boys and girls die. In fact, just yesterday, Debbie and I have been praying for a little girl down in Myrtle Beach area where our daughter lives. She knows a family. A grandmother had one two-year-old daughter, two-year-old beautiful little girl. They did surgery on her, serious surgery. And what happened? She died. She died. Oh, listen, everybody's not going to die the right way, but everybody's going to die. There was a man by the name of Balaam. He was a false prophet. He was hired by the king of Edom, I believe it was. And Balak was who it was, I believe. And you know what? Listen, after he found out that you can't curse whom God has blessed, in the book of Numbers 23, verse 10, this old false prophet said this. He said, let me die the death of the righteous and let my latter end be like his. Hey, sir, ma'am, I'm going to tell you, sir, there's a right way to die and a wrong way to die. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if your sins are not under the blood, under His blood that He shed, if your name's not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you don't know without a doubt that you've been sealed with the Spirit of God, you'll die wrong, friend. You can't pick how you die. You can't choose when you will die. No one knows that. No one knows the day or the hour, but I'll tell you what we can know. We can know that we will die. Oh, look, God said in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 11, I believe it is, when God was teaching the watchman, look, I'm warning you. I'm telling you the sword's coming. I'm telling you, friend, listen, you're going to die. I'm doing my work, and the rest is left up to you. And God said in verse 11, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he turned from his wicked ways. Oh, look, would you turn today? Would you, sir, ma'am, stop and consider your ways? Do what the psalmist said in Psalm 119, and turn my feet unto the testimonies of the Lord. Oh, listen, sir, ma'am, you're deciding your destiny today by whether or not you accept or reject Jesus Christ. Look, it's definite we're going to die, and it's going to be different. It's going to be different for every man. And look, we die alike, meaning that the process of death or what causes death. I mean, our heart stops, our mind stops, the blood quits circulating, the oxygen quits coming in and out, that kind of thing. But there's a multitude of different ways to die. Some people die in their sleep. Some people die violent deaths in a mining accident, in a car accident, by grievous murder, by abuse, all kinds of different ways to die. There are different ways and means to die. We expect the old to die, but the young may die. Sir, listen, ma'am, there's a difference in the way we'll die, but I'll guarantee you death is already determined. It's definite. But look, death's just not it. That's what I told you a while ago. Hebrews 9:27 is pointed unto man wants to die. Dying was it. No big deal. If we do like a tree maybe out there in the forest in Washington or in California. What are those big trees? I can't think of them. Look, if that's all there is, just live 100 years or 2 or 1,000 years and then die. No big deal. But listen, friend, there's a judgment to follow. There's an eternity to face. And there's only 2 places to spend it. That's at a place called heaven and another place called hell. I've already told you there's 2 destinations. Look, friend, death is determined. We might die differently, young or old, men, women, boy or girl. We might go easy, so to speak. We might die violent, but I want to tell you, there's only 2 destinations. Luke 16 tells us that there was a rich man and a beggar, and both of them died. Boy, you talking about extreme cases. You talking about poles apart. You talking about differences, different in life as could be, as different in death as it can be, as different in their destiny as it could be. The Bible says that the beggar died when the angels carried him to into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man died also, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Oh, how sad that is. How sad that is. There's the only 2 options. That's the only 2 options that there is in the book of Matthew chapter 13 and 14, I believe it is, and I'm not looking at it. Jesus said, look, there's 2 roads into eternity. I could turn them and read them. I could quote them better than what I'm going to, but I feel the Spirit of God leading me to tell you like this. There are 2 roads headed for eternity. One is broad. One is narrow. You get on the narrow through the straight gate. The broad road, you're just on it. I'm telling you, one leads to destruction and one leads to everlasting life. And you and I are on one or the other. This rich man was on the broad road. This beggar man was on the straight and the narrow road. It had nothing to do with their state in life. It had to do with the condition of their heart. One was trusting God. It wasn't because they were poor and rich. It was because they had faith and put faith in the Word of God and in the God of the Word. I'm telling you, friend, and they ended up in 2 different places. One was disappointed. I mean to tell you, that rich man was disappointed, and that beggar man was delighted when he found himself in the arms in the arms of Abraham. Can I tell you something? There's something that always absolutely just amazed me. Do you know that rich man, when he began to talk about Abraham, you know, he said, look, could you send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame? You know what he didn't ask? He didn't ask, say, can you deliver me? How can I get out of here? He knew there was a great goal fixed. He knew that that was his destiny. He knew he was there for eternity. And listen, this wasn't a parable. It was an actual happening. That rich man is still in those flames, tormented to this day. He didn't ask to get out, but he did ask somebody to go warn his five brothers. I've thought about, and I've said this before in this radio ministry, I wanted to preach one in hell and five on the way. Listen, friend, that's a destination. Death, we're going to die. All of us are. I mean, there are different ways for us to die. But there are only two destinations. And listen, friend, the decision of that destination is yours and yours alone. I mean, to tell you, it's personal. There are two paths. I've already told you. There are two eternal options. And when you get there, they're unalterable. I mean, to tell you, listen, we're going to be there forever and ever. A world's without end, the Word of God said. So here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma, friend. What are you going to do? I mean, it's your duty. Look, my duty is to warn you, and I've tried to do that. I'm not the greatest preacher in the world, but I preach the greatest gospel the world has ever heard. I've preached the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I've preached the fact that He's the sinner's substitute, that He's God's only begotten Son, that He's Mary's virgin born. I've preached the fact that Jesus lived sinless among us, died substitutionally for us, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and on the third and appointed morning came out from among the dead to justify those who would believe in Him. So here is the dilemma. Here's the dilemma. What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? Listen to me. Listen to the Spirit of God. Oh, it's not an accident that you tuned in here today. When you get into eternity, there's no hope. There's nothing going to be changed. Listen, that rich man knew the dilemma that he was in. He knew that there would be nothing to change for him eternally. That's why he said, look, I've got five brothers, though. Can you help them out? Can you do anything on their behalf? Oh, listen, friend, the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. That's a big difference in what He said in Ezekiel 33:11. Again, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Why the wicked turn from his ways. Listen, I've warned you. I've warned you. Listen, there's a death to die. There is a judgment to face. There is an eternity to spend. Man, I've preached that message for 43 years now. Can I tell you something, friend? Listen, you're headed for an eternity. You're going to die someday. And where you end up in that place that you're going to end up in eternity is determined by what you do with Jesus in this life. Hey, listen, God has made us free moral agents. He's allowed us to choose. The Bible says, and these are the words of Moses when he was teaching the nation of Israel before they were ready to go into the promised land, before he was ready to go to his grave. Do you know what Moses said? He said, I set before you life and death. Choose life that thou and thy sons and thy seed may live. Hey, sir, ma'am, the choice is yours. There was a man by the name of Jesus who was standing before a crowd. Pilate had judged him. Pilate had examined him, actually, is a better word. And when they rejected, the mob had rejected Jesus and the offer that Pilate made towards them about him and about a man by the name of Barabbas. He said, well, what will I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? What are you going to do with him? You can't leave him alone. You can't be neutral about him. You either accept him or you reject him. And can I tell you, the Bible tells us if you'll call on him today, he'll save you. The Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Listen, friend, listen. You can get your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can get your sins put under the blood. You can get sealed to the Spirit of God. You can, listen, live the rest of your days. Even if this is the last day that you'll live, you can live it with peace, with assurance, with hope, with excitement, and with a knowledge, friend, that when death finds you or the rapture, you'll be in the right place with the right people doing the right thing. Hey, friend, I'll tell you, we need to get ready. We need to get ready to meet the Lord. Call on Him right now. Listen, you're determining your destiny. You're deciding it by either accepting or rejecting Christ. Accept
you
Him today.
You are the Savior.
I pray. Go to the next slide.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Stand.